So you're going to visit your loved one in prison, and we know prison is a cold, hard place, and this may be your first time. So we want to prepare yourself, whether it's the first time or the 10th time or the 100th time. Every time you go in there, you're going into a cold, hard place that isn't so humane in operation, both with the inmates and with the guards. And let's face it, this is a challenging place for us all to acknowledge. And so what's most important for you is that you become aware that you're gonna be in a place that's gonna be cold and hard, and you're gonna make it through that. You're gonna make it through that. And it's important that you allow yourself to know that this cold, hard place is not the truth of who you are. You get to stay centered in your loving heart and be really firm and really strong simultaneously. You get to bring that beautiful, most tender, heartfelt love in this cold, hard place. And yes, they may not treat you so humanely, but you do not have to bow to that treatment. You can hold your heart strong. You can hold your head strong and know that no one outside of you tells you the truth of who you are, no matter how cold or how hard that situation may be on the outside, as you walk through those bars, as they frisk you and possibly not so nice and could even be a bit on the inappropriate side because they're personally challenged, those guards, because they're not in the nicest place either. And this is where they're living and choosing to be every day. So you get to know that you come from a really beautiful, heart-centered place, caring place to even go and visit, and that you're going to bring that beautiful, strong, loving heart in to your loved one. And it's going to be so beautiful to see them and to feel that love. And you're going to hold strong and you're just going to breathe. You're going to just breathe nice, big breath and know that you can hold that power of love, that infinite love that you can care so much to show up here and to bring that love to your loved one, to bring that strength, that courage, that commitment. And you're going to hold yourself in that most beautiful place of love, of personal power, of strength, of connection to earth has got you. That solid bars is how solidly that Mother Earth is holding you and holding your loved one through this incarceration, through these challenging times. And you're going to make it through, and you're going to come out of there. And you're going to feel really good that you took the time, that you cared to show up, and you got to be with them, and you got to possibly bring the children in. You got to share what's happening on the outside in freedom and allowing them to know that that little piece of life that they're missing out on, that they could feel like is really huge, that you're bringing that to them through your presence. And really be proud of yourself that you showed up and that you cared and you made that commitment to follow through and to keep that relationship alive and loving. And thank you. Thank you for bringing humanity into the prison system through your choices to show up and be bring yourself through these cold, hard, almost very disrespectful places. And you're part of the transition, and knowing that you give your loved one strength and courage every time that you do show up, and showing up with your own personal boundaries well intact, and allowing yourself to own them again and again, wiping off, purifying yourself from any of those challenging things, any of that disrespect that you may have seen through that process, and allowing yourself to walk with your heart full and your chin up, with your constitution, your body strong as you walk out, and know that you you are really valid and valuable for the choices that you have made. Thank you.